This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday, brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and by 110 Grill, gluten-free dining done right. Hello, Ty.
All right, what's going on, guys?
Season's greetings.
Yes, it is the season.
It is the season. It seems like the football organization around these parts remains a little bit dysfunctional. We have a lot to talk
about.
A little bit. rather dysfunctional. We can begin with Gerard Mayo, or we can begin with Alex Van Pelt, or we can begin with Drake May, wherever you want to begin. But we spent a lot of time yesterday and throughout the day here at WEEI talking about Gerard Mayo sort of throwing his offensive coordinator under the bus. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, he just piggybacking off what was caught with John up in the suites, right? Was saying that the play calling sucks
terrible.
And all that.
He's following Jonathan Kraft's lead. He's following the lead.
You know, when you're up there sitting in that spot, you know, all the cameras is on you. So I guess the lip readers, the lip reading gods, and you know what Mayo said, you know what? If he said it, I can say it too. You know, but it's still a reflection of the team because you're a head coach and you never want to do that. Just like you don't want to throw a teammate under the bus, you don't want to throw that. So I think it was just a bad choice of words, you know, and the delivery, you know. I would have probably just said, you said that, and just let it go.
That's been Mayo's biggest problem is his delivery, his packaging, and how he says things.
Yeah, it's the packaging, man. Yes. You know what I mean? Certain things you're just supposed to leave the hell alone, you know.
But he doesn't care about the football product. His biggest problem is the way he packages his comments to the media.
He inherited a crappy team, Greg.
Yes,
you expect his team to be
million,
a –
yep,
I thought they'd
times.
Be like top 10 yep. defense. They struggle. You inherited a crappy team. You are what you are. I think the biggest problem with Mayo is just the way he keeps putting his foot in his mouth.
But is that a fireable offense?
I don't think it is. I want to see you learn from it.
Right. I mean, you got to win games and you can get away with a lot of things when you win, but everything's going to be magnified when you're not winning. So whatever you say, if somebody do something, if somebody fart in the wrong direction, right? It's going to be mad. People are going to talk about it. But when you win, just like a lot of stuff got covered up that maybe would have got out there, not saying anything in particular, because we were winning. Think about it. Coach Bill Belichick, he can go out there and say anything he wanted at that time. No matter what, if we had a problem with it as players, we didn't like the delivery, we didn't like the message of the coach, but can we say something? Hell no, because we winning. But when you start losing, now everybody looking at Bill sideways. Now everything that he does, it's like, oh, he's losing it. So winning cures all.
I would also say, Ty and everyone, that the packaging is a big reason why Mayo got the job. That we've said it 1,000 times, but the lapel pin is never out of place. He does the post-game debriefs. Remember they had the happy hour with Gerard Mayo in the spring with the local media where there was off the record, you know, beers and fun. The fact that he's failing on that level.
Yeah, I ain't never got a bite of that one, but go ahead.
Yeah, he's failing on that level is concerning. And I specifically for the Crafts, where they thought at least they would have someone they didn't have to worry about that was going to put the organization in the best light, that was going to say the right things and be deferential to them. And what they've gotten is someone who is constantly putting his foot in his mouth.
Well, that's usually you get somebody like Stacey James, you know, come tell the players and say what to say, what not to say. And you got the PR team. Somebody maybe need to go down there and whisper a little something in Gerard's ear or something,
right,
because that's what they used to do to us.
Right.
You know what I mean? We didn't want to give, you know, anything to the media, give them more so they can run with it. So
somebody has to tell him not to throw his offensive coordinator under the bus?
I'm talking about maybe somebody got to whisper in his ear because they used to do that to us all the time.
Okay, well, it's not alarming to anybody that that's his first go-to is to throw others under the bus?
I mean, it is alarming, Ray. Don't get me wrong, because it's not right. You know what I mean? So we got
to – He's supposed to be changing the culture.
Right.
That was a big thing that I was told by Robert Kraft that was going to happen. And – that's not a winning culture, is throwing, when you lose, throwing everybody else under the bus.
Oh, no. I mean, start pointing the blame. Not only do you lose coaches, you can lose your players. You know what I mean? So that kind of stuff is supposed to be left in-house. You know, hopefully he learns from it because it's going to be the talk, you know, pretty much all off-season now. What are they going to do? Because who are they going to pick? They're going to be talking about who's going to want to come, who's going to want to coach for them. So you don't want to put that negative energy out there, because it is free agency, even with coaches. If you, let's just say the offensive coordinator, I don't like what you said, you got to let him go for whatever reason. What other coach is going to want to come in and say
when you and work for a guy who's going to be willing to throw you under the bus?
Exactly. You know what I mean? So that's not a good look, but hopefully he learns from it and, you know, keep it in-house next time.
But if they get rid of Mayo after everything that Robert Kraft has said about picking him, choosing to pick him 5 years ago, what coach wants to come here and be the next head coach of the Patriots, worried that if Robert could do that to Gerard, what's he going to do to me?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to answer this not in words. Boop. 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 You know what that is? That's
backing
the,
up.
That's the back of the brink. Yep. You can get anybody coming there. Everybody for sale.
Well,
there
I
you
mean,
go.
I, yeah,
you'll
I mean,
get somebody
I,
cheap in there.
I,
the issue that I look at is not. I think Ty's right. It is about winning, because you had, you know, Dan Campbell basically onside kicking a game with 9 minutes to go, but you're able to get away with it and be like, yeah, it is what it is. And that's literally what he said afterwards.
Right.
And then then even with Bill, like, you know, being petty and throwing guys like under the bus. I know he didn't really throw him under the bus, but remember when Brady messed his hands up and Bill was like, well, it's not open heart surgery. I just think that the thing that I thought Mayo would be good at and that he's kind of messed up a little bit is saying things and then having to walk it. If he just stood on it and said, you know what? These guys are soft. Or guess what? We can't help them when they go on
the field. Like Mike Tomlin. He can say certain things because he's authentic with his. He stand on it for better or for worse. You know, whatever Mike Tomlin says, he'll walk right out on you and just look at you crazy, whatever the case is. But we expect that out of Mike Tomlin. We don't know quite yet what to expect out of Mayo. We're learning who he is. Now, if he stays consistent with it, the walk back part, I agree with you, Wick. Hey, stand on it.
Right.
You know, if you stand on it, we're like, okay, that's who he is. So whoever comes in afterward, understand this is what it is. We still know who we were as a team in the locker room. If you come in as a free agent, we don't care how big your name was, what other organization you come from, we're standing on what we believe in this locker room, and that's business. So we don't get you. All the other stuff, all the other experience, we don't give a damn. So he's just going to have to stand on what he believes in and not walk it back, because that shows us somewhat a sign of weakness, in my opinion.
Right. Well, and then the other thing that I noticed when, like, and I think players will respect a guy more when they just are standing on business. Like, that's the one thing I think what made Bill, in my opinion, so successful, and even playing for Parcells, is like you knew where they stood. Like, you knew, like, if Bill said to me, Belichick, we don't run behind you because you can't block, like, you knew why he said it. And you were like, all right, I have to bust my ass to prove him I can. And if I don't do it, then he's gonna let me go. Now, Mayo is in a learning process where he don't say that. Like Courtney brought up a great point with their Ramondre Stevenson when he fumbles and then literally two plays later, he's back in the game. What kind of punishment is that? And I think players kind of don't know where Mayo stands, or at least they look at it and go, like, he might say a lot of things, but he ain't really going
to
do nothing.
Well, is there going to be any kind of repercussion when it comes to Booty trying to throw Drake May under the bus for the interception, which was clearly not Drake May's fault at all, but Booty's trying to put it on him?
Yeah. And Mayo set that precedence, though. Remember, he's like, hey, listen, I give my guys a voice.
Yeah, but he also said, we've talked with Booty before about how he handles the media and how he packages what he says. He said that yesterday to us. So
it's just been an organizational failure at every level. And the things that Jerod Mayo has been tasked to do that he had the most control with have gotten worse. The defense and his interactions with the media. The thing he has the least to do with is the most successful, optimistic part of this team is the quarterback.
Interesting. That's an interesting take right there. I like what he's saying right there, Curtis, because I'm looking at the defense. I'm sitting like, this is defense.
Right.
This is what you do. Now,
Wiggy discounts this. Huh? It's gotten
it's regressed. It's bad.
In
the most fundamental part of defense is tackling. They still can't get it right.
It's bad. And you got the best, arguably one of the two best players on your team back this year on that defense who didn't play last year. So and you're going in the wrong direction? Like that's on Jerod Mayo.
Yeah, right. but we know that's on him.
Okay.
But he compares Mayo's defense to Bill Belichick's defense.
Can't do it.
That's what I try to tell him. You're talking about the greatest defensive mind ever, and you try to compare Mayo. No, Mayo is messed up, and you could tell that he needs to really figure out who his defensive coordinator is and how much input he wants to have in the defense. Does he want to be like D'Amico Ryans or saying, you know what, I'm taking control of this defense? But that's the problem. Greg tries to compare Mayo to
Bill.
That's
not the case. He ain't calling the defense. I don't know. Is he's not calling the plays?
No, he's not.
DeMarcus Cousins, Covington calls him.
You have guys calling plays on both sides, coordinator-wise, who've never called them before
in their
career.
That's the learning process, but I still think that we can't say and just dismiss him and say, get somebody else. Give him at least another year. I really judge a rookie quarterback, a rookie head coach. You got to give him a little bit of time. Let's see how he progresses next year. Let's see what's by year three. By year three, if you don't get it together, you got your own people in, build the culture, whatever it is, that's a whole different story because this is the NFL. What have
by
you done for me lately?
Three?
I'm just saying.
That's 3 years of Drake May wasted.
Okay, what was the first year with Belichick? What was the
2000?
Everybody goes back to that.
Exactly, but I'm talking about look at most head coaches.
Okay, do you think Jerod Mayo's going to be Bill Belichick? If so, I'll wait for him.
No, I'm just saying, ain't nobody trying to say he's going to be Bill Belichick, but you could never know right now because if you looked at Bill Belichick's first year, you looked at a lot of coaches' first year in.
Right.
Sean Payton, wherever you look at it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
especially when they're inheriting a crappy team.
Right.
A team that had four wins the year before, like, you don't expect them to turn it around. That's why I said next year is the year for me. Like, if he hasn't figured out how to handle the media, it's going to be interesting to see if he has two new coordinators and what they do in the offseason. As far as the free agency, I think that's more on Elliott Wolf, but it's more about handling the media and the defense and how he wants to run it.
Every time you say inherited a crappy team, I just feel the need to say a crappy team that got infinitely better at the most important position on the football field. So
what do you mean by that?
With Drake May.
Yeah, they drafted the right guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when you go back to he inherited a crappy team, it got much better with the draft and much better with the play of the quarterback.
It got better, but Greg, the offense sucks around him. The line is awful. The receivers are the worst in the NFL.
You can't take one head coach in the NFL right now. You can take who the best right now? Who stands with Andy Reid?
Yeah,
I would put him on this team and think. I bet you he ain't going to playoffs.
No, hell no.
Andy Reid is not coaching this team to the playoffs. Period.
And that's the biggest thing, Greg. Yes, you hit on the quarterback, but the rest of your team, especially on the offensive side of the football, you you don't have any players.
Damn lie.
Hold on, man.
Gonzo the real deal now.
I'm talking about the offensive side of the football.
Okay.
You have Gonzo and Barmore. Those are the only two guys that I would say are guys that I wouldn't give up on.
On defense.
On the whole team. Drake May.
Hunter Henry?
See you later.
You've never liked Hunter Henry.
No. But I could find some.
You can find somebody. A bunch of them.
Yeah, I can find a bunch of Hunter Henrys.
Yeah.
I mean, I could look what John O. Smith's doing down in Miami.
Exactly.
Like, I can find a bunch of Hunter Henrys.
Yeah.
I'm saying, if you put a gun in my head and you said, who are the three guys or who are the guys you want to touch on this team? Drake May, Christian Gonzalez,
and Bob Sosie.
And Sosie and Bob Moore. But either than that, you can have everybody else.
I agree with Wiggy on that one.
All right. Ty Law's here. Can you hang for a little
bit? Oh, yeah. I'm here. Okay. I drove up in this traffic. I'm leaving when y'all leave.
All right. Are you around all day today? Hanging around the city? Or what do you got?
I got to hang around the city. I got some meetings. Where I got to go meet my man, Chef Nick, at Colonnade Hotel. Then we got to go get some accounts out there. I got some meetings, man, trying to sell some of this Corvus vodka. So call on in. I'll stop by. We doing tasters. whoever want to taste some of this good stuff, call in.
You'll go
I'll
anywhere.
Be there.
You'll go anywhere.
Yeah, man, that's what I do.
Have vodka, we'll travel.
Yes.
All right. Ty Law is here on a Ty Tuesday, and here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Vikings beat the Bears 30-12, and the Falcons beat the Raiders 15-9 in Monday Night Football. There is an update on Patrick Mahomes after his ankle injury on Sunday. He has a high ankle sprain. His status for Saturday against Houston is questionable.
Wow. Peyton Manning has some pregnancy meds for him to take, so he's ready for the playoffs.
They're actually saying, should they sit him for the next 3 weeks? If you want to lose home field advantage, I wouldn't do that.
If you want to risk it. Hurting him for the postseason.
That's very interesting.
Curtis is right. At some point, they'll just decide to shoot the thing up, and he can deal with it after the season, right?
Oh, he's going to play on Christmas. There's no way the NFL lets him sit when they gave that game to Netflix, and Netflix paid out the wazoo on Christmas Day. He'll play.
And do you really think Mahomes wants to be with his family on Christmas? I'd rather be playing on a bad leg.
Yeah, who wants to hang out with that brother?
The Pats-Bills game has been flexed to 4:25 start on Sunday. The Bruins are back in action tonight, continuing their road trip out west, taking on the Flames in Calgary. Puck drop is at 9. And congrats to University of Vermont. Their men's soccer team won the first national championship in program history. They beat Marshall 2-1. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. By the way, Greg, I wanted to mention this earlier. Big Cat at Barstool had the best observation. We did the Mac Jones talk yesterday with Boomer.
Yes.
The cockiest worst player in the history of sports.
I asked that to Boomer.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We did it yesterday. Big Cat had that. Cockiest worst player. Yeah.
Stole it from you, Courtney.
Courtney Cox and Big Cat. Same break. 52 degrees, afternoon high of 56.